Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, November the 2nd, 2009. In this podcast, I'm going to tell you the biggest identity thief that I know. And also, I'm going to play you a short clip from a presentation I did last Saturday at the Phoenix Rescue Mission. I go there every fifth Saturday of the month. That's my time slot. And I love going there. I love to bring a message of hope and encouragement to those men. Sometimes we think that the problems we're encountering are really horrible. But when you go someplace like that and see those men that have no place to even live, wow. You know, I've been involved with the Phoenix Rescue Mission now for a number of years. I think some people have a misconception of those places. Some think that everybody who's there is just a big drug addict or something. Now, they do have a very good treatment plan for someone caught up in that trap, but so many, many of those men have just fallen on tough times, and they really help them there. Some are looking for jobs right now, others are working, and I like the Phoenix Rescue Mission because it's a Christian-based organization. But anyway, I was there on Friday sharing on forgiveness, and I was telling them that the reason God makes forgiveness available to those who are born again is because of what Jesus Christ accomplished. He paid the price for all sins. And I was also sharing about what happens to a person when they get born again, that God makes you righteous. Righteous means that you are now right in His sight. I know to some the word righteous or righteousness may just sound like a nice religious or spiritual term, but actually it's a legal term, and it means to be right or approved according to a legal standard. So when a person gets saved, gets born again, the Bible says that they've been made righteous. In God's eyes, we are right. We belong. He sees us as being right. By the way, a while back, I think it was last year, I did a teaching series on the topic of righteousness. If you're interested, it's on the site Enriching Your Life Now. It's under Bible Teachings. And of course, anyone who subscribes to this blog, which is free to do so, you get a free lifetime membership to Enriching Your Life Now. So if you subscribe, which simply means you get every post sent to you, either by way of RSS or email, if you do that, you'll get a free membership. And if you're interested, you can check out that series I did on righteousness. But here's the point. That is your true spiritual identity. You are righteous in God's eyes. He made you righteous. And I was sharing a lot about being righteous there at the Phoenix Rescue Mission last Saturday, and then I got into the identity thief. Here's a short clip from that presentation from last Saturday. Have you ever had, anybody in here ever had your identity stolen? I have, twice. It's not pleasant. Do you know who the biggest identity thief is? There's someone you should be very careful of. He will steal your identity. Well, I'm going to tell you. If you're a born-again Christian, confess Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead. You're a child of God, the Bible says. And the Bible says that because you're a born-again Christian, that you are righteous. You're right in God's eyes. That means legally, you have a right. You belong in the presence of God. You don't have to earn anything. You're just there. You're there. That means you can walk in, go to the fridge, get a snack, take your shoes off, feel comfortable. You don't have to have any feelings of unworthiness, guilt, shame, or condemnation. You belong. In God's eyes, He sees you as right. He sees you as His dear child. Romans 5:19 says, "For as by one man's disobedience," referring to Adam, "many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one," referring to Jesus Christ, "shall many be made righteous." We've been made righteous. We're right. We belong. Now, think about this. ID is short for identity, right? Somebody says, "Let me see some ID." They want to see your identity, who you are. You need to prove who you are. Your true spiritual identity is that you are righteous in God's eyes. He made you righteous. That's who you are. That's your spiritual ID. What's my ID? I'm righteous in God's eyes. Why? Because you did so much? No. I accepted what God made available because of what Jesus Christ did. That's my ID. I belong in his presence. But when we sin, when we fall short, when we screw up, we feel badly, right? We feel guilty. The Bible says when that happens, we should go to him and say, look, I'm sorry, I messed up. And then he said, okay, I'll forgive your sins. I'll cleanse you from all that unrighteousness. When we don't accept that, how do we feel? Unrighteous, unworthy. We don't belong. We're condemned. And you know what? The biggest identity thief that I know is self-condemnation. It robs you of your true spiritual identity. You no longer feel right in his sight. You no longer feel worthy. You don't even feel like talking to God when you feel condemned. You feel so distant. It is self-condemnation that steals your true identity of being righteous in God's sight, in his presence. Allowing feelings of unworthiness, condemnation, and all those things, it robs you. It steals your really true spiritual identity. And I'll tell you what else, it messes up your prayer life big time.
You know, it is so true. It really does mess with your prayer life. The Bible says in 1 John that if our heart isn't condemning us, in other words, if we're not condemning ourselves, accusing ourselves, pointing the finger at ourselves, finding fault with ourselves, if we're not doing that, then we'll have confidence toward God. I mean, honestly speaking, we all sin and come up short at times, don't we? Well, why not believe God and accept his forgiveness and stop allowing condemnation to steal your true identity day after day after day? When we ask, God forgives us. He promised that he would. And God doesn't forgive us because we're so sorry for what we've done, or because we promise we'll never do it again, or because we just feel so badly about what we've done. No. We receive forgiveness from God because the price has already been paid. And when you really do accept his forgiveness, then those feelings of guilt and shame and condemnation go away. Then you can reclaim your true identity, a child of God whom God made righteous. You know, the Bible also says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace so that we can get mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's an open invitation to come to him and get the help that we need. Well, are you afraid to approach the throne of grace? Are you afraid to just walk into the presence of God and share all that's on your heart and find help in time of need? Well, if you are, it's because you feel unworthy and you've allowed condemnation to steal your true identity. Your true identity has been stolen. Well, get it back by believing what the Word of God says. Ask God to forgive you and then accept that forgiveness. Believe that he really and truly does forgive you. I think sometimes we're so good at saying, I'm sorry. We need to get a little better at accepting that when we say we're sorry, he indeed does forgive us. You can get back up on your feet and stop feeling guilty and condemned and unworthy and full of shame. You're God's child, and in his eyes, you're righteous. You're right. You belong. So stop allowing self-condemnation to steal your true identity and rob you of your prayer life. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a great day.